difference between you rookies in the secondary compared to the veterans here? It seems like everyone kind of meshed well. Does that make you feel good knowing that you kind of come in here and never played an NFL game, you don't skip a beat?
I think they do a great job of getting us ready, getting our confidence up, and just going out there and make plays. So you feed off their energy. So and coming in, it's all about competing. That's what we want to do. We talked about that when I first got here. Just competing and trying to go out there and do as much as possible to blend in. They say, you're not a rookie when you're out here. Just when you're a freshman college, you're not a freshman. You got to go up there and step up and play. So they do a great job of helping us get ready.
Mike was saying that this year compared to last year, this team is way ahead of where it was during the end of last year. Does that make you guys feel good as a rookie class, of, you know, being able to kind of propel this team to the next level?
I think it's pretty much the older guys. How they ended the season, one game short of going to the playoffs. They understand that taste in the mouth, that bitterness, so they're out there competing, and we're just following their steps. So it's nothing that the rookies are doing. I think it's all the older guys and the vets that are helping us understand where we need to go and get there. We all got the same mentality, but they've been there. We never played a snap before, so we don't know how good they were last year or whatever it may be. So I think the older guys set the tone and do everything the right way.
What's Adoree Jackson doing for the next 6 weeks before he's got to come back here and get into camp?
Chilling, pretty much it. I mean, obviously you do football stuff, but I just want to be me, sleeping, eating, playing the game. That's it.
Has coach ever given you a book to read, so they, besides the playbook? Has coach ever given you guys a book?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know what I mean. Yeah, I doubt it.
You're pretty excited about it, aren't you?
No. It's all right. We're going to read it. I mean, coach wouldn't give us anything that's not something that's going to be beneficial and help us out in the future. So I think for him giving us that book, we understand that it's going to be a message in there. And everything that he tells us or gives us has a meaning behind it. So it's going to be interesting to find something in that book. You know, when they say you read something, you learn a little bit more. Not just about yourself, but you understand things different from everybody else. So when we come back, everybody gets to share their stories and you get to see a different perspective.
Last one for me. A lot of people guys have talked about just the language and the difficult words to say. Have you had trouble adapting to it? Has it been easy for you to pick up on?
I'm actually bilingual, so when I got here, it was pretty cool. You know, even though they're speaking a different language, I knew a little bit of it. Coming from SC, and the coaches getting me ready, and then now I'm just once I got in the playbook, rookie minicamp, got that throughout the way, understanding the language. I actually came on a visit, 30 visit, so I pretty much had all the terminology down. When I came on that visit, and then when I got in with the minicamp, it was just being able to communicate with the other guys. So, Coach DeShea, Coach LeBeau got me bilingual.